The Sportscast, May 20th, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitter, Apple Podcasts, and Twitch TV. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts or any of our podcast platforms, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio. You could listen to us on thesportscast.net. You can also read our news on thesportscast.net. Or you could download our app, The Sportscast, for iOS in the iOS App Store. Last night, LeBron James hit a three-point winner for them, beating the Golden State Warriors 103-100. We got Chandler Krista joining us from Rochester, New York. Welcome back to The Sportscast.
What's up, Santiago? Thanks for having me.
Chandler, how you been? How's the weather up there?
It's sunny and 90 degrees today.
So, Chandler, you made a big life announcement this week. Tell us what happened.
Yeah. I am going to be leaving on Saturday to go to Cedar Point for an internship. I'll be gone all summer.
How long will you – wow, all summer. So, will you be able to do the Sportscast?
Oh, don't worry, Santiago. I'll still make time for you once a week.
Okay, good. Good. And tell us about Cedar Point. What's over there?
Yeah, so Cedar Point's like it's an amusement park. It's one of the best in the country. It has some really good roller coasters. I'll be working in a hotel down there, the Cedar Point Express Hotel, is working like a front desk agent. So, yeah, that's basically what's going on.
And your goal is to work in the hospitality business, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
And that's something that I really congrats, because I don't meet too many kids like you that want to work in the hospitality industry.
Yeah, there's not a lot of us out there, but it's definitely a growing industry. So it's a really thing I'm interested in. So we'll see what happens.
Have you thought about Orlando or Las Vegas in the future?
Yes, actually, like once I'm done with college, I want to try to get a job in Florida working at one of the resorts down there.
Yeah,
it's
man.
It's a huge industry down there.
Huge. It is. That's what revolves with Orlando is the hospitality industry.
Exactly.
Anyways, let's go into what happened last night in the NBA. LeBron James persevered through an ankle injured ankle, a big first half deficit, and being poked in the eye late in the fourth quarter to add another highlight to his impressive resume. LeBron made a long go-ahead three-pointer with 58.2 seconds remaining, rallying the Los Angeles Lakers 103-100 victory over the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference play-in tournament game Wednesday, earning them seed 7 in the playoffs. Chandler, you watched the game last night. What were your thoughts?
Honestly, I really thought the whole game Golden State was going to take it away. Golden State had some leads, and then the Lakers came back. And I honestly wanted Golden State. I am not a Lakers fan. I am not a LeBron fan at all. So.
Now, how close was the game? Was it like it could have been the Warriors, or it was kind of like 50-50 throughout the whole game?
I thought the Warriors were going to pull it away. I honestly thought that at the beginning of the game, I'm like, all right, they got a pretty good lead. And I was surprised, actually, Santiago. What happened?
It happens late game winner. How does Steph Curry do? I know that Steph Curry finished he had a regular season points of 32 points, but how did he play last night?
I think he still played good. Steph Curry is still one of the greatest ones out there. And, I mean, it stinks for the Warrior fans and the Warriors players that their season ended. But there's always next year.
No, it's not ended. They're going to play the Grizzlies.
Yes, they still have a chance for the 8th seed, right?
Yeah, tomorrow night play against the Grizzlies.
Yes, it is not over. That is right, Warriors fan. It is not over.
And they will be playing in, I believe they'll be playing in Golden State. So we'll definitely be taking a look at that. Let's look back into the stats of the game. Anthony Davis scored 13 of his 25 points in the fourth quarter as the Lakers win their sixth straight and overcame 37 points from league scoring champ Curry.
He played good last night, Anthony Davis.
Is he Is Anthony Davis back to his old form?
Oh, I don't think he'll ever be back to his old form. But, I mean, like, he's definitely better than he was. It's probably one of the best performances he's had all season, I would say.
Do you think this Laker team could go deep without Anthony Davis but a good LeBron James?
Oh, no. I don't think they're going to go deep no matter what.
Interesting. Interesting fact there. Of course, this was like, you know, Lakers were playing in Los Angeles. They had to win this game or else they would have to go face the Grizzlies, but it'll be the Warriors. Now, this Warriors team, I know without Klay Thompson, Chandler, do they have enough to beat the Grizzlies?
I think so. Steph Curry, I think he can do it. I really think so.
You know what I realized? That the Warriors have done well this past season without Klay Thompson.
They have, yeah. I mean, they're not their old Warriors where they've like only lost like 10 games in the season, but like they're definitely a good Warriors team still.
Imagine when Klay Thompson comes back.
Oh, I think they'll be better. I don't think they'll ever be how they were before.
Yeah, that's something that and they have Wiggins, so we'll see if that trio, well, that quadruple, because you got Anthony, because you have Green in it. So
I like them both.
Both good team. But we'll see what happens. Congrats to the Lakers last night, winning that last minute. And like, that shot was like not at the 3-point line. It was a couple feet back. I mean, it was a couple inches back.
Kudos to LeBron James. It was a good shot.
You're not a LeBron James fan, aren't you?
No, not at all.
Why do you say that?
I've just never liked him. I think he's cocky. A
little bit isolated figure, but we'll see how they do with the playoffs, which, let me double check. They get the Evan seed, and they'll be playing the Phoenix Suns. What do you think about that matchup?
That's tough. That's a Devin Booker team. That's a tough team.
What's your prediction? Will be a sweep, 4-1 win, 4-2, 4-3?
Is it a 5-game series?
It is a best of 7-game series.
Oh, it's a 7-1. Okay.
I believe so. I mean.
I'm going to call Suns 4-1.
Suns in 5. Interesting. Let me double check on that, Chandler, because you probably hear these dudes more than I do.
I think it's only five.
It might be five. Let me double check because you might be right. Okay, let's see. I'm on Wikipedia.
Playoff. That's not a good source.
Wow. Is it the best of five? Because it was best of five like years ago, like almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But has it returned?
Oh, no.
All rounds, including the NBA Finals, were in the 2-2-1-1 format.
The 2-2-1-1. What is that?
Under the playoff teams, the seedings were based on each record. I think it's all 7 games. Let me double check.
Okay, let me double.
And I'll be back on that. The other game last night, low-key game, the young Memphis Grizzlies finally have a play-in victory to their credit, yet they're nowhere near satisfied. Dylan Brooks scored 8 of his 24 points in the fourth quarter to put Memphis ahead to stay. And the Grizzlies eliminated the San Antonio Spurs 102-96 on Wednesday night in the first Western Conference playing game. Another close game, Chandler.
It's going to be interesting, Santiago.
What do you think about this Grizzlies team?
I mean, I think they have potential. I think they'll do okay.
Not enough to beat the Warriors.
Oh, goodness, no.
The Grizzlies will play at Golden State on Friday night for the number 8 seed. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
I looked it up. It is the best of 7 the whole time.
I told you. I had a feeling because I don't think they would have put it at 5. They should put it at 5. They should.
I think it would have been more fun, but I mean, hey,
yeah, it's quicker because, you know, typically these first round ones are kind of blowouts and you don't want, like, you want to stay healthy, you know?
Yes, you do.
And, you know, it's funny because every time I, like, for the playoffs, usually, like, one series where the best team goes up 3-0 and then they can't sweep them like that team, like the other team wins that fifth fourth game, makes it 3-1, and then the better team wins in five. You know, so you're kind of like, wasting a game on this loss for nothing. But
no, I agree.
That could happen. Anyways, the Grizzlies will play at Golden State on Friday night for the number 8 seed and a first-round series starting Sunday. So you go from Friday to Sunday against top-seeded Utah. That's a tough schedule.
Yes, it's very tough. But, I mean, they're NBA players. They can do it.
Exactly. But the advantage of, yes, you're tired, but you get some momentum coming into that first game because the other team rested for a week. You want to be warmed. And if it is going to be Steph Curry going up against Utah, mark my words, Golden State's going to win that first game.
You think so?
I think so.
I mean, I could see that, yeah.
Anyways, Memphis is trying to snap a skid of three straight seasons without a postseason berth, with last season ending with a loss to Portland in the NBA's first playing game. DeMar DeRozan and Rudy Gay each scored 20 points as the Spurs lost their fifth straight. That's not good. DeJounte Murray had his fifth triple-double with 10 points, 13 rebounds, and 11 assists. Keldon Johnson added 11 and Poeltl 10. This Spurs team, young, but has some good players, but not good enough to beat the Grizz.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad for Greg Popovich.
Yeah, do you think his time is running out in San Antonio?
I think so. I don't want to say, but I think so.
I think so, too. Did you see the NBA Hall of Fame game? The NBA Hall of Fame. The Basketball Hall of Fame presentation Saturday?
Kobe got inducted, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, I believe.
Correct. And also Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, and Kobe Bryant, and I think some other players as well.
Well deserved.
I cried when Vanessa Bryant was giving that speech.
Did you?
It was very powerful, very sad. You know, really felt it, and then of course that when you saw Michael Jordan, you know, like right beside there, it was a very emotional time.
Were you a Kobe fan?
Huge Kobe fan. I used to follow Kobe, throughout the playoffs back in the early 2000s. Man, I remember like that one series against Portland. He would go at it with them, him and Scottie Pippen. And then towards his fourth and fifth championship, that was amazing, that run against the Celtics and things like that. Were you a Kobe fan?
You know, I never really followed him, but I've always respected him.
How old were you when Kobe played?
God.
You're about 10, what?
11.
You're 11 years old right now?
Well, I'm no.
No, I mean, I'm 19, 11 years old back then.
I'm 19 now. So how long ago did he play?
He retired in 16, but his best days were between 2000 and 2010.
I mean, yeah, then I was like 8, 9.
Okay, yeah, so you're young. I mean, I was 8, 9 when I saw Michael Jordan play.
Oh, I wish I saw Michael Jordan play.
It was awesome, man. It was glorious. Like, understanding it at the moment, but it was definitely glorious.
So when you heard the news of Kobe, you must have been pretty devastated then.
I was at church when I heard it.
Oh, boy.
So I had a good chance to pray for him. For his family at the time.
So, when it went off, like, did everyone hear it when you were in church? Like, did you guys bring it up?
I did. Obviously, the people that I was with at church, and then, of course, the pastor brought it up a little bit later.
Like, they all saw it on their phones, Kobe Bryant died.
Yeah. Yeah, if you were in like the back in like the 20 years ago, you would have had to watch it at TV.
But like everyone probably got the alert on their phone.
Everyone got the alert. Yeah, I think almost like every news app had it. besides like the sports one, you know, Fox News had it. Everyone had it.
It was pretty. It was a sad day.
It was. How'd you hear about it? Like right when like you first heard it, or?
I looked over and I saw ESPN and like they sent me something that said breaking news: Kobe Bryant died in a plane crash. I was like, oh boy. So I turned down the TV and yeah, I didn't believe it at first.
Yeah. No. Yeah, because it could have been a hoax or something. But you know, once ESPN says it. It's kind of like the real deal, you know. If it was like TMZ, I would not have believed that as much. But
yeah, I was like, oh my goodness, like that's terrible. Like
exactly. No, it's crazy. But anyways, all condolences to him. Definitely one of the best NBA players of all time.
Oh, for sure.
Let's go back to the East on Tuesday night. Indiana beat Charlotte 144-117. Complete blowout, Chandler.
Poor LaMelo Ball.
Do you think he's the future there at Charlotte?
I mean, I think he has potential.
One of the sportscast contributors, Jordan Vargas, was definitely saying, well, he was hoping Charlotte would beat the Pacers, but that didn't happen.
What is a sportscast contributor?
Someone like you that comes on the sportscast.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
Another game on the East, the Boston Celtics defeated the Wizards 118-100.
I don't know. I mean, I like Boston. Boston's good.
Boston, Jason Tatum had 50 points.
I know, that's insane. He is a monster.
He's the man in Boston, isn't he?
Oh, for sure.
So,
100%.
That means that the Hornets were eliminated. And now Washington will face the Pacers, and it'll be Pacers at Wizards. Who do you think is going to happen? What do you think? What happened there?
I don't really know. I mean, I think it could go either way.
It could go either way. Now,
what about you?
I'd say. No, sorry. Is it Pacers? Yeah, Pacers at Wizards. I'm thinking Wizards, dude.
You're thinking the Wizards?
I'm thinking Russell Westbrook, Bradley Beal.
You think so?
I think so. But, you know.
We'll see. I like Russell Westbrook. Is that game tonight?
Which they play tonight, 8 p.m.
You going to watch it?
Maybe. Are you?
Maybe. Probably not, but.
I mean, I would watch. I'm for sure going to watch tomorrow night's game.
Yeah, I'll watch the Warriors game. Yeah.
Memphis at Warriors. That's going to be a good one. I don't know, man. That game is going to be tight. I think Memphis could pull it off.
I don't know. I'm a 76ers fan, so we get a first round bye, so we're chilling.
Yeah, so you guys will probably play the Wizards or the Pacers.
And I think Philadelphia can go all the way.
Do you think so? I mean, they're our number one seed. Home field advantage? Home court advantage?
Yeah, they literally get home court the whole playoffs. So.
We'll see. Can't beat that. Home court advantage, you really feel the advantage there.
Oh, no, you can't beat it at all. Oh, yeah.
All right. So that will conclude the NBA play-in tournament by tomorrow night. So far, I like this format. It is pretty – I mean, yes, it's different, but I like it. What do you think about it so far?
I mean, it's all right. It gives more teams opportunities to be in the playoffs.
Correct. It definitely gives them a chance. So far, the correct teams are winning.
Yeah, the teams that have been predicted, yeah.
Yeah, so it's become a little bit predictable. Now, if it's like that for, like, the next couple of years, like, okay, we know these teams are going to win, and they do win, they should just move it back to the old way.
What I don't like about basketball is it's so predictable.
You think so more than football?
I would say, 100% more than football, I would say.
You know something? I think you're right. Not thinking about it. Like,
you agree, though? So predictable.
There's not too many upsets.
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah, let's talk about...
What was that?
You like baseball?
What's happening in baseball?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you heard, but last night New York Yankees pitcher Corey Kluber threw a no-hitter.
I heard about that.
It's impressive because that was the sixth no-hitter of the year already, and normally only have three of them all year.
So we're living in history. How many more do you think will happen again?
I think we'll get up. I don't know. I think we could end the season with like at least 10.
That's not bad. That's pretty good.
I love baseball.
Who's your team in baseball?
I'm a Philadelphia Phillies fan.
Man, you're all Philadelphia. Is there a Philadelphia like relation here? Do you like you have
no,
family there?
I just like the 76ers. I don't know. I mean, I'm a Bryce Harper fan. Like, he used to play for Washington.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
I go where Bryce Harper goes.
I don't know.
I mean, I also like the Indians, Cleveland Indians.
Cleveland Indians, classic, which they're going to change their name, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of stupid.
I agree.
What are you going to do?
Oh, yeah, we're going to do it. Ryan Krista, he's a who's his team? Is it like the Red Sox?
He's a Red Sox fan, yeah.
Well, Red Sox is a good team. Like, they don't win all the time.
Has he been on here recently?
He'll be here tomorrow.
Oh, he's here tomorrow.
Ryan's coming back tomorrow, but you're busy tomorrow with family.
I know. I know. Were we going to be on there together, Santiago?
That was the plan. Would you been okay with it?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I like doing our own where it's just us, though. I like that better.
Oh, yeah, no, it's, you know, it's win-win for me. I mean, I like to see the Christas together and or just you or one of them, but I'll have both this week, different times. Can't beat that.
Yeah, the fans get a show.
Anyways, baseball, okay, so we're in the beginning of the season. All-Star game is until July, right?
Yeah, they have to change the location. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, the Colorado. It's too bad for Atlanta.
I mean, yeah. I think it was kind of a stupid move what they did, but, I mean, like, I don't have any control over any of this stuff.
I understand. Well, anyways, and who do you think is the best team right now in baseball?
Oh, that's a hard
It might be too early to say.
Yeah, I would. Boston Red Sox are doing really well right now.
I like that. You know why? I kind of have sympathy toward the Red Sox because the same owner of the Red Sox owns Liverpool. So, and I'm a Liverpool fan. But
you a soccer fan?
I'm a huge soccer fan. But I am a Marlins fan, so I can't, you know, go all the way with Boston.
I didn't know you liked the soccer.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you didn't know that. I mean, I follow the Premier League every weekend. Every Saturday, I watch it like a cult.
Yeah, I can't get into soccer. It's too boring to me.
Well, that's what most of America thinks.
I mean, a lot of people think that about baseball, though, too. So.
That's the thing with baseball. Like, I can only watch it when I am at the stadium or the World Series. I like the World Series. It has a different energy.
You think so?
I think so. The crowd's there. The stadium is, you know, full. I'm not saying that stadiums are not full during the year, but, you know, you just feel the energy. You feel the intensity. Every throw is so vital, you know?
I mean, can I tell you what I think should happen?
What?
I think for, like, sports series, they should do an NFL Dutch. They have a one game for the playoffs. If you lose, you're done.
Game over. Single elimination. Oh, man. I would not be opposed to that.
Because I would like it better because it's more competition. Because if you have a series, like, it drags on. Just one game, you're done. It would feel like people would try harder.
Now, would you like to see it in baseball or in basketball? Which one do you want to put, like, single elimination?
Both.
Interesting. With the NBA play-in tournament, it's been working out with one game.
It is. If people try, it's more interesting to watch.
Yeah, it's like it's nail biters. You know, yeah, like the Pacers game was a blowout, but the other ones were pretty close.
Yeah, I feel like it would just bring. I feel like it would be better for the sports world.
But
if that happens.
But Chandler, the caveat is the postseason will be much more shorter.
I mean. Just make the regular season longer then.
Ooh, and which the NBA is trying to cut it short.
Really? They think 82 is too much?
They think 82 is too much, which I think they're going to cut it down.
Well, baseball plays 162. Come on.
Yeah, but you don't get injured in baseball. Well, except the pitcher is the only person that gets injured.
I mean, yeah, I get, yeah, baseball, you really don't get injured.
I mean, you, most of them are, like, overweight.
Oh, for sure. Easily. Oh, definitely.
It says 220 on the fact sheet, but it's really 250.
What do you say?
Never mind. Okay. Tim Tebow signed with the Jaguars this morning, inked a deal contract. Tebow will join his teammates, which he did, for offseason workouts. Jacksonville officially began OTA workouts on Monday. Chandler, Tebow is officially he is a Jaguar. He could still be cut. He'll be competing for a tight end position. What do you think are his chances?
Honestly, I mean, I've always loved Tim Tebow. So.
Me too. Huge Tim Tebow fan. Great humanitarian.
Best of luck to him. I think he can do it. He's a good athlete. He's played baseball, quarterback, now a tight end.
How was he as a baseball player?
He never made it to the MLB. He only played AAA.
Wasn't he close to joining the Mets?
He was close.
But not close enough.
He just
enough.
Never got to MLB. I mean, he was all right.
It was probably an average, not stellar.
Professional, though.
Yeah.
Still actually get up to the major leagues.
So now he's making his second stint in football. And what I've heard, the Jaguars don't have a good tight end position bench. So I heard he has a good shot to maybe be a number two tight end at least.
Oh, you don't think he'll be number one?
I mean, he could. I mean, I haven't seen him play tight end. But he could.
I feel like it's going to be a very interesting situation.
Yes. Now, I will tell you this, Chandler. He will sell jerseys.
Oh, for sure.
You know? Which, with Jacksonville.
I think he's going to be. It's going to be more sold than Trevor Lawrence, I think.
You might have an argument there. You might have an argument there.
Everyone loves him, you know.
And his jersey came out was on the Jaguars online store this morning.
It was,
and I believe they put him as number zero, but I think that that's temporary.
Are you gonna buy one?
I'm not planning on it. Will you?
Oh, probably not.
I don't know. I mean, I've never worn a football jersey as like for the heck of
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. Have you ever worn one for just the heck of it?
Like, you mean, like, just, like, what do you mean? Like
I mean, on a Saturday, you know, on your day off, wear a football jersey, or maybe when the...
Not really. I only wear it on Sunday's game day.
Yeah, Sunday, yeah, like that. I mean, I don't, like, they don't look too, like, you know, too comfortable. They look, like,
yeah,
over
no,
baggy.
I don't wear that, no. I mean, I wear baseball jerseys, like, in basketball.
Those are comfortable. I wear soccer jerseys, and they're great.
Yeah. But not, yeah, football is not really that comfortable.
For sure not basketball. Basketball is way too uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable?
Uncomfortable, yeah. Basketball jerseys.
What do you think that's for?
What?
How? I don't think they're uncomfortable.
Well, that's your preference.
Yeah.
Okay. Jake Paul signs fight distribution deal with Showtime Sports. He is he is a boxer now. Showtime is taking him serious. He was originally a Viner YouTuber. Now he's a boxer. What do you think about that, Chandler?
I think that guy's an idiot. I think he's a plain idiot.
Why do you say that?
He's just like, stick to the YouTube, bud. Like, you're not meant to be a sports guy.
You know, sometimes you don't know your calling until later in life.
So you think he's a good boxer?
You know something? He's fought with... not like okay. He had two fights with like amateur box. Well, with like you know exhibition boxers, you can say. And like the last one was a guy from UFC, so I think he was like the most legitimate one.
Yeah, get in the ring with Floyd Mayweather. That's all I gotta say.
Well, Floyd Mayweather will be fighting against Logan Paul, I think next month.
Yo, that's actually happening.
That's happening. It's gonna happen this summer.
He's gonna get his butt kicked.
I don't see. That's the thing where I'm wondering: is Mayweather going to take this serious, or is he going to take this as a joke?
Wait, you have to take it as serious.
I mean, yeah, because Mayweather is undefeated.
I think Mayweather can put some big destruction to that guy.
that's the thing, because, you know, I can see Logan Paul getting a concussion or something.
Oh, for sure.
It'll be on June 6th on Showtime.
Are you going to watch it?
Yes, I'm going to watch it for sure. This is historic.
Oh, me too. It has to, yeah.
This is historic. Anyways, Jake Paul, YouTuber turned prize fighter, has a deal in place for his next boxing match to be distributed by Showtime Sports. Paul's advisor, Nikisa Bergeron, told ESPN on Wednesday, Paul's team and Showtime are in advanced talks about the potential opponent, date, and location, Bedarian said. A network source confirmed the news. Paul had previously been associated with the upstart Triller Fight Club. So when Showtime signs you for a boxing deal, Chandler, that's serious. That's not amateur.
I mean, I think they're doing it as a joke.
Well, it could be a joke, Chandler, but you know what it is? It comes down to the money. And Jake Paul brings in money and cash. Money talks. And, you know, some boxing fanatics are probably saying this is not good for the sport. That is, I mean, yes, could have an argument, but money talks.
Are you a boxing fanatic?
What?
Are you a boxing fanatic?
Not really. I watch matches, like the big matches, you know, maybe like once or twice a year, even so. But normally, I'm not. Not even UFC. Are you a fighting sport fan?
No way.
Yeah, it's just not my thing. People love it, but I'm not too intrigued over it. And plus, they're expensive. You're gonna pay up to $60-$80 per fight.
Yeah, to watch like a 4 or 5 minute fight, no, thank you.
And for me, I'm not a late night person. I go to bed, you know, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock tops. And when the fight's on at midnight, I can't last that long.
You go to bed at 10 or 11?
10 o'clock. Yeah, 10 or 11 o'clock at night. How about you?
On the weekends?
Weekends at 11. Maybe midnight. Maybe, if I'm lucky.
Oh, man. Why do you go to bed so early? You wake up early?
I'm an early morning guy. I'm up at 5, 6 in the morning.
Every day?
Oh, every day. Well, not on the weekends. Weekends maybe till like, you know, 7:30, 8 a.m. maybe.
What time do you get to the office?
8 a.m. No, 8 to 8:30, around there. I'm not too punctual.
So, like, when you don't have, like, people, like, on to the sportscast, what do you do at your office? Like, what is your...
I do my other business, my other company.
What's your other company?
Web development and app development.
So you're a really big technology guy.
I'm a technology guy, and you can visit me at sleonproductions.com.
Are you an Apple guy?
Apple guy, over Android.
You are.
How about you?
You are. Do you have an iPhone?
iPhone, iPad, you name it. AirPods.
Got it all.
I got it all. I don't have the Apple Watch.
You got to get the Apple Watch. I have it.
You have it? I don't know. It feels like, I mean, mine broke. And I was like, do I really want to get this replaced? It's another $300.
Do you have a MacBook?
I have a MacBook Pro.
Oh, dude.
I'm the real deal. How about you? Are you a MacBook Pro guy?
All right, I got the MacBook Air.
Okay, that's a good one. Which I want to get that for my mom.
You want to get that too?
For my mom, not for myself. But I thought about it for myself, but I don't think I need, you know.
I mean, do you use your MacBook a lot?
Oh, that's my livelihood.
That's where you do a lot of your stuff from.
That's my company, my emails, my coding, everything. My sportscast, I do on my MacBook Pro.
Really?
Yep.
What do you use your iPad for?
I hardly use it, Chandler.
Me neither. I have one too. I hardly use it.
I may just use it just to test an app, but that doesn't happen as much as I should. But
so, did you create your own sportscast app?
I created that myself. Yes, sir.
See, I just downloaded it.
There you go, and you can get notifications and everything else.
Can I find my sportscast on there?
What was that?
Is that a feature you have? You have the previous sportscast on there?
Yes. Every sportscast show, you could listen to it on our app, the sportscast.
Can you listen to the old ones too?
Oh, yeah. They only show like the last 20 of them.
So am I on there at all? I feel like I probably am.
Yeah. You're because you came on last week, yours should be on there as well. So
wait, when did you get the app?
Oh, the app has been around since last fall.
Is it like a? Is it booming? Is business booming?
Oh, it. Well, it's not like it has a lot of downloads these past couple of weeks, so it's been promoted.
So, how many viewers, like, or how many people are watching this live right now?
I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I'll let you know later. Anyways, we got to run, Chandler. But poll question on Twitter is, which sneaker brand looks good in red? Options are Nike, Converse, Adidas, or Reebok.
Oh, bold move. I mean, I'm a huge Nike guy.
So Nike it is.
So obviously, got to go for Nike.
Nike it is. Which Converse is winning 42.9%. Nike is second place at 28%. Adidas and Reebok are tied for third at 14.3%.
Honestly, that's a bold, you know, that's bold, you know?
For Converse to win?
Yeah.
Yeah, Converse is a popular sneaker brand.
We have one viewer right now watching.
Well, I have multiple platforms, so there's a lot of other.
What do you do?
Yeah, there's you know, Facebook. There's Twitter, there's YouTube, there's several, so, and plus the podcast, people who play the replay, so.
Also, there's probably lots of people coming in there.
Exactly. Anyways.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hello. You can reach us at thesportscast.net for the latest and greatest podcast news, or on Twitter at thesportscast1, breaking everything. Late breaking news, everything. Anyways, Chandler, any closing words before we head off on this beautiful Thursday in Florida and New York?
Honestly, thanks for having me, Santiago. It's a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Good luck on your internship. You leave next week, right?
I leave Saturday.
Saturday. Interesting. Right after the Western Conference play-in.
Yes.
Anyways,
but I will be back. When I'm in Cedar Point, I will still come with you every week, Santiago.
There you have it. Chandler is committed to the sportscast. Loyal. Yeah. Love it.
You need to make t-shirts. You got t-shirts?
Yes, if you go to thesportscast.net, you can order there.
There's the t-shirts I can buy?
Yes, sir.
I will buy a t-shirt.
Sounds good, man. Anyways, Chandler Krista, thanks for appreciate you coming on to the sportscast.
All right, it's been real. Have a good day, Cynthia.